Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We are delighted to be with you today.
Yes, we are.
A special thanks to my good friends Steve and Tommy at KCJJ. I had a pleasure of going on their show today. I had a wonderful time chatting with them in what I call the land of Rob.
Yes.
Yes, they Robville. Love Rob.
With tubies.
They're snarky with me, but that's okay.
Hey, they're plenty snarky with me, too. It's just the way they are.
That's the way they are. We're going to see those bastards coming up in just a few days. We're looking forward to it, but that's not why we're here at the beginning of the show today. One of our own, one of our number one interns, Jabari, recently was laid off at his company.
Yes.
And we're here now for a special segment. We will feature with anybody that is requiring extra employment. And aren't we all nowadays?
Yes, everyone is.
Never heard.
We truly are all requiring extra employment. And so this is the resume portion of the program. Jabari, how are you? And of course, Jabari, this is totally up to you to get...
Now, Rob,
why are you playing?
I thought this would be a good theme for the... The name of this segment is, how's your resume?
How's your resume?
And this is the theme to how's your... I mean, I know this
does
is
Jabari
the
Does Jabari have headphones?
No,
does
perhaps
he,
best.
Does he need headphones?
I think it's better if he doesn't.
This should
is,
really
Jabari,
hear
Jabari, this is racist the best.
This is not.
What is this theme? What is this? Is this different?
Henry Mancini wrote it, a white man.
Is this different strokes?
This is what's happening.
What's happening?
Okay. No, what's happening?
No, that's not racist.
So
at all,
Rerun's looking for a job.
That's right. This is the theme to how's your resume.
Now, the way how's your resume works... This is truly a vehicle for people on the show.
Only Rob would have the theme song to What's Happening.
Handy.
Yeah. Jesus.
And have it handy.
Yeah, right there.
Like it was in his brain as soon as I said, Jabari, why don't you sit down for a little bit? So Jabari, the way how's your resume works is, you include whatever you want. If you don't want to say where you worked before, you don't have to say where you worked before. If you want to say what you know where you want to go and you don't want to give details in your resume, this is really you and you getting another gig.
But
so
it is,
we're
Jabari,
here to help.
You need to remember, it is America's favorite job-seeking show.
Right.
And also, there are five big ways to win big.
Now, Jabari, I should point out to
Good
you
luck.
That you, in this economy...
Just won't let it go.
In this economy, men of your age, you know, there are a lot more of you that are really kind of in this situation that I feel like you are, where you're just like, F it.
Right.
Because, I mean, here you are, you just get started, and as opposed to when I was your age, where it was kind of like incremental, and you went from gig to gig to gig, it's tough. That's why there are about a million people sitting in the middle of Wall Street right now
That's right.
That are disenfranchised.
20% of African Americans are unemployed now, and 25% of people Jabari's age are unemployed at the moment. So he's in a lot of good company right now.
I'm just looking at you.
Hey, you know, it's good to see you, too.
Thank
you have so
Rob.
Many nice things to say, and I try to return every compliment with another compliment in kind.
Thanks so much.
Jabari, how old of a fella are you?
Yeah. I'm 28 years old.
Right.
28, not too old, not too young. Mm-hmm. So
a little
that's
old
good.
To be interning.
That's
for.
But these are the facts we like to bring to the top of how's your resume.
All of our interns have been, you know, past their prime. Don't you think?
Well, the downward slope.
I'm trying to
really
help this young
job
man.
Helping
I am trying to help him, not sit here bash him. And may I point out,
yes,
technically,
please.
We're all unemployed in this room
and
except
we're all
for Oscar.
Past our prime.
That's right.
That rat bastard.
Jabari, your line of your field. What field were you in before they gave you the layoff notice?
Sales and service.
What protect the genre? You want to specify it or
custom designs for clothing and apparel.
Okay. All right. So,
Mike, make him sell you a pencil.
Hello, Alan Goodman.
Always
sell me this pencil. That's what Alan Goodman used to do when he would hire new salespeople. So, retail clothing, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Custom. It was a custom clothing. So,
clothing. Mm-hmm. All right. And did you like
Hip
what
clothes?
You were doing?
It was a nice place.
Is it something you'd like to get into again or? No.
No.
No. Now, but.
Well, Jabari wants to be in radio. That's
I
what
do.
He kind of
right.
wants to do, but
yes.
that ain't happening right
can
now.
I talk, can I tell
jobs.
You what I told him?
What'd you tell him?
I just said radio's dying.
Yeah.
And
it
I
is.
Said, unless it's KCJJ, mm-hmm. Big market radio is dying.
Right.
I mean, they are paying, let's say, a position that I would say you would want to go for to start with.
Right.
I could see you very easily being like a producer
right.
for a morning show or an afternoon show mm-hmm. if an afternoon show required a producer.
Right.
And they aren't paying them. It's less now than it's ever been before.
Right.
It's a very
really,
strange
honestly,
world.
Honestly, Jabari, they are paying now what I started at CBS in the early 90s for the mm-hmm. same job.
Wow. Right.
And not only that, people are relocating. They're flying cross country. They're going to other markets mm-hmm. to get these jobs at $32,000 and $33,000 a year.
I know a guy that was offered a morning show producing job for, I want to say, low 30s mm-hmm. in a top 10 market.
And I bet there were low 30s.
And I bet there were people fighting to get it.
And he said no. And he said, and the guy said, no problem. We've got 10 other guys that'll take it.
Right.
Yeah. It's crazy. True. It's gotten crazy out there. So what is your backup job?
What else would you like to do?
Well, I mean, I like audio production actually a lot.
Audio production? Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you sing?
I do sing.
Mm-hmm.
How about a song?
Jabari, or perhaps I'm putting you on the spot because you really haven't given it much thought. As far as are you beating the bushes out there yet, or are you just downloading this this recent news and chilling out?
I mean, brushing up the resume, polishing everything.
You know what, Jabari? I'm going to give you a little advice here.
Okay. Oh, more.
I think you're a really nice guy. I think you're super bright, but you're presenting yourself in the wrong way.
You have to
be assertive. You say, this is what I can offer.
Okay.
Your pothead mentality that you're bringing to the air right now is not selling you. It's not selling you.
We've had other more successful guests.
You're sitting in front of prospective clients. Okay. There are thousands of people listening to you right now.
All right.
Prospective employers, I should say. Mm-hmm. What can you bring to the table?
There you go. Oscar Santana with the difficult question.
Organization. I'm a team player. I love to be on a team, a management team. I'm a project leader. I'm a project manager. I'm an ideas guy.
You get things done.
You know what? I'm the guy you want to come. If you need something if you need ideas, I am that guy. If you need something to get done, I am that guy. I'm
an
organizer.
Jump in? I think that this is a step, but what we need here are specifics.
Okay. Yes.
What I'd want to hear is, hi, my name is Jabari Brown. Okay. I am well-versed in these computer programs. Ooh. I edit on these programs. I've hosted your own podcast for how long?
We're coming up on a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Almost 1 year anniversary of hosting, producing my own podcast. Here's a demo reel of what I've done.
Mm-hmm. All right.
As you can hear, I've got great pipes, which you do. Okay. You've mm-hmm. done America. And then, you're also a team player.
All right.
And all that stuff. But you know what? Anyone can come in and say they're a team player, and everybody will.
Right.
What you need to do is you need to find what makes you you. And I think it's your voice. I think it's your sense of humor. Right. And I think it's your talent behind the scenes.
Therefore, I am going to take him off the spotlight chair right now. Okay. And I'm going to say, Jabari, we are going to have an appointment for 1 week.
Yes.
1 week from today.
Yes.
We will put you back in that chair for the opening vignette, and you will come back armed with detail. And you will be ready to wow them.
All
it's going to be our little experiment.
This is the first two-part episode of How's Your Resume?
Right.
We will find you a job.
Now, let me, for purpose of example, before you come in there, Oscar, Rob,
yes.
Buzz, ask me the questions, and I will pretend that I'm seeking employment, because technically, you know, who knows? Uh-huh. I would take anything thrown my way right now. Why not?
Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
What can you bring to Spiewak & Associates?
I like people.
Right.
Beer.
Mm-hmm.
I got a great wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm relatively regular.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, Elena's still mad at me for taking that vacation last year. She figures that's why I didn't get that promotion.
Oh, the RV trip.
RV trip?
Oh, famous RV trip. Oh, can we see the pictures again?
Wait a minute. Nobody move. Did you rent that RV?
Mom, some idiot just parked this ugly RV outside our house.
What?
Oh my God, it's your husband.
Oh, hi.
What is that?
It's an RV.
And why is it in front of our house?
We're taking it on vacation.
To Hawaii?
No, it doesn't float. Colorado.
What happened to Hawaii?
Come on, Hawaii's a winter destination. It's summer. The place I'm taking you special. It's a lake, Lake Nirvana. It's where I went with my parents as a kid.
Is he kidding? Is he being funny? Because I can never tell.
Oh, come on, you've always wanted to camp, right?
We're not campers. We don't camp.
Why not?
Why not? Well, for one thing, we like to shower.
Well, it's got a shower. Come on, you and I'll go out there right now and take a shower together.
And I want Hawaii.
All right, we'll go to Hawaii. At Christmas. And it'll just be us, and a lot of Jewish people will have all the ham to ourselves.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Fiber Studios.
Yay.
This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's Tuesday, October 11, 2011, and we are over 9.5 million downloads and growing every single day. Our show today is brought to you by the people that are making our little RV excursion possible. I'm talking about the good folks at Encore Insurance Services.
Encore.
Wow.
Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. All we want you to do is call our friends at Encore.
Encore.
Have them do a little free estimate for you. You can call this number, 866-347-5748, or you can go to their website, which is SmartTerm, two words, SmartTerm.com. And they'll compare their rates to help you save. And you help the show out because they're helping us get to Iowa.
Should really do mm-hmm. that.
And you might save a hell of a lot of money at the same time. Mm-hmm. We want to thank them from the bottom of our little hearts here.
Yay.
Encore Insurance Services. Info at smartterm.com. Their licensing and disclaimer info, that is. Encore Insurance Services, official sponsor of Road Trip 2011.
Yay.
On the show today, I had a wonderful moment.
Really?
Sometimes when you do this, thank God I got this show to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is why I like to have a microphone in my mug every single day.
It's therapy.
Because when something happens that the normal schmo out there would go, oh, woe is me.
Right.
Water
how mighty embarrassing that was.
Right.
I immediately say, hey, showtime.
Material for the show.
Well, that's what I done said. Already.
I have the venues, the eating and drinking establishment venues for Road Trip 2011 on the way out.
Wonderful.
Cool. And I'm glad you bring it up, Mike, because I want to just say before I fade it, the name of this song is Winnebago.
Winnebago.
By the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. I do not have the itinerary coming back because we're going to be modifying that a little bit.
Okay.
I do have a little bad news. I'll get to that in a second. Rob might be a little disappointed for the way out there about Cleveland, but it will... Hopefully, we'll be able to talk him off the ledge about that. Let me see. We've got my stories. I'm disappointed in my stories. When I say my stories, they're like soap operas, but they're my TV shows.
I agree.
My cable TV shows, which really are all story and no commercial, so I should be enjoying them more. But I've got a criticism that I'll throw out there and see
if especially you agree. With all my children gone, Mike, you fall into these to rely on for your entertainment.
Amen.
Because you don't have your Erica, you don't have your Phoebe.
Precisely. Robert III in the news again.
Yeah.
All I know is Rob's driving a rental car, and it has something to do with Robert III.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
Beluga buddy.
And Frankie's next favorite activity, and Facebook messages, WTF. All that on the program. If we get to it today, we'll try. But because it's top of mind, and we're all thinking about it today, and we leave tomorrow, believe it or not, Road Trip 2011, ladies and gentlemen.
Road Trip!
Heading out to Kinnick Stadium for a big podcast on Saturday.
Bright lights, city, gonna set.
I'm very excited to tell you that
the bright lights of Coralville.
Buzz has laid out all the sleeperies for us. So
we have nice arrangements, I think.
We got places where we'll be able to lay our heads down.
Yes.
And I decided that I'd get serious and come up with some thoughts about where we're going to dine.
Wonderful.
On the way out there, and where we're, there's stopping points. And it's very brief because we only got three or four of them.
We're going to eat our way across the
country. I've got a tip in when we're coming back. I just want
very good. First of all,
is
Pittsburgh.
Is it Applebee's?
Everybody was talking about the fact that we're going to head out of here about 1 o'clock.
Yes.
1 o'clock sharp. If it's later than 1 o'clock, I'm going to be out of my mind.
Someone dies. If we're out later than one.
He's
not even, and the fact that he's not even paying attention to that is not boding well.
You're going to be out of your mind no matter what.
You think so?
Yeah, I think you're going to be keyed up tomorrow.
I think once you get me on the RV, I'm just going to go to the back of the RV, shut the door, and then I'll come out in Pittsburgh.
Curl up in a fetal position.
So many have.
That's probably what I'm going to do.
What are the rules on punching the clown in the RV?
Punching the clown in the RV.
Oh, roughing up the suspect?
If anybody does that, just make sure you do it on video.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
That's it.
Chief.
I'm not going to do it, but you've got a private bedroom.
Sorry about your beard.
Yeah, if you if you're sitting there and it's like, hey, good morning. Hey, we're in Cleveland. We're just outside. We're like,
we're outside of Cleveland. No.
What's going on here?
That ain't brake fluid.
I'm ready.
All
tomorrow.
Okay.
But on the bright side, very little chance Mike will roll out of bed.
Mike, did you see? Because the real rule is no number twos.
Yes. Right. That is absolutely.
So no two, no three.
You got a great email about that, a great Facebook message about no number twos.
Did you print it out?
Yes. Yeah, it should be right there.
And did you see the thing I sent you? A listener sent it to me. I don't know if it's the same thing or not.
I think so.
But they sent me a product that we could get in case there is a number two.
Oh, the female urinal?
Well, it's called You Go Girl, and it's the stuff that you spray in the toilet before you go.
Oh, see, I didn't get deep into that website. I thought it was the female urinal.
No. What you do is it's a foam-based substance that you pour in the toilet.
Is anyone else getting turned on?
No one's taking a dump in that RV.
Yeah, why are people concerned about dumping in the RV?
Well, because
RJ brings up the fan. Mark has a special substance. Right. We're not dumping in the RV.
All I know is that our first restaurant is asparagus themed.
How about this? How about we make a nice rule. Now, number one in the RV, totally
all
different.
All day long.
But also, really, you know, let's try to maybe exercise a little self-control.
Yeah, do what I do. You know. And do what I did on the way to the show here today. If you have to do it, stop on the way. We can hit a rest stop.
Exactly.
No problem.
Or do what I do. Adult diapers.
Adult diapers can work, too. Mm-hmm. Christopher Cahill, is this the one you want me to read?
I believe so, yes.
He writes, several years back, I took a rugby road trip in an RV after spending several days in Savannah, Georgia for St. Pat's Day. That booze was still flowing. I knew that I would end up behind the wheel, so I abstained from the imbibing, even though rule number one was in effect after this trip. The tank was full. We found a deserted parking lot and popped the drain valve open and left a little note to people, okay? I realize you write a lot of messages on Facebook. Uh-huh. Now is this just, did you post this or did you recreate it?
No, that's copy and paste.
Copy and paste.
And the topic of this email is rule number one,
no number two.
Okay,
well, just that's when it. People do that, you know, put the letters, all the letters there. When you're flying through all your Facebook messages, just take the time so that you're going to read them on the air.
Short, complete. Thoughts.
You're asking a lot of the modern day person, Mike.
Oh. Right.
I actually get so intimidated, I never write the show.
Even though rule number one was in effect, after this trip, the tank was full. We found a deserted parking lot, popped the drain. It's an N and a D, for Christ's sake. It pisses me off.
You can do it, yes.
And popped the drain valve and left it open. No. This proved to be great entertainment for me, as I would send me, anyway, this proved to be great entertainment for me, as I would send me teammates.
I think it's British.
I'm sure it was real
funny.
You
know what I can see?
Thanks so much.
I can see my cell phone ringing right about the time we get to Breezewood.
What they did.
And it'll be Mike from his bedroom saying, send Oscar back.
Yeah.
Mike, is they left the drain open, and whenever somebody followed them too close in another vehicle, they would simply go to the restroom and relieve themselves.
And they would spray the car.
And then the car behind them would get a little action. That's what the letter was about.
That's very scary.
And I think he said me mates because he's not from here.
Well, anyway, yeah. I couldn't read it.
You know, there's a poll on, and I don't even know if it's on Facebook, on who's going to fly back.
I know, and I was number one.
Yeah,
I was number one, which is very possible. Except I don't want to do the connection. I don't want to do the connection. Mm. So I mapped it out, and I decided this is where.
Fly back from Chicago.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah.
If you drop me off in Chicago, why is everybody picking on me?
Well, because you're cranky today.
I am cranky today. Yeah. I got a very overpriced estimate for my chimney.
Tell us about it.
And I'm very upset
about
that.
Don't take it out on us.
I'm not taking it out. I'm not taking it out on you, for Christ's sake. Shut up. I'm trying. You know what I did this morning? I mapped out all the places we were going to eat. And it's like, yeah, we're going to eat our way across the country. Well, then we won't stop anywhere. How's that?
No, we're going to need some
food. We're just having some fun.
Pittsburgh. All right. Buzz, I swear to God. Pylon Buzz, I swear to God.
This will help your mood.
Did you try to find them online too? Did you have trouble finding them online? You've got the jingle, but did you look for the chimney
people? All
you
need
people?
Is the jingle, Mike.
Yeah, that's it.
Play the jingle up the chimney, see what happens.
So anyway, getting back to where I was with the itinerary here. Pittsburgh is arguably the first place we're going to stop when we take this little road trip.
And it's a big day in Pittsburgh, Mike. It's Heinz's birthday.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's exciting news.
It is.
We're going to leave here at 1 o'clock, which gets us to Pittsburgh.
I would say roughly, around 5:36.
6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Perfect little stopping point for, is that right, RJ, you figure?
Yeah, 4.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. 4.5 hours. Here we go. A very nice email we got from a gentleman who was recommending the Church Brew Works.
No, I can't do that.
However, a last minute. Now, the Church Brew Works is just amazingly well reviewed, mm-hmm. and it's in this massive cathedral style church, and it looked beautiful. And the did you just go?
Yeah.
Like,
well, because it's not feel
little,
that.
Feel
it's
a little intimidated.
Yeah. Brew Works
church.
Okay, we could. You're going to be happy.
Mark, what if we go in and order you a Hebrew?
Oh, you're funny, Bob.
You're going to be very happy with the news. And Rob Spiewak will probably be even more happy with the news, but just a little behind me as far as because I think I made a change because there was a guy that said, well, if you get off the exit and you go to the Church Brew Works, it's going to be about 20 miles from the highway, 20 minutes from the highway where we are. And we're kind of at that point on a tight little schedule.
Right, we want to keep going.
Well, guess what's right near the exit?
What?
What?
The Hofbrau House.
Oh, what?
Oh, the Hofbrau House.
Oh, yes. What's that?
Let me tell you, Rob has been to the real one. I've been to the real one.
It's the best.
The Hofbrau House is a German beer hall
with
gigantic steins of beer.
And
that
gigantic Zoftic women.
And they have like the women from the Renaissance Festival.
Exactly.
Oh, and incidentally, Buzz, Steve Bridges told me that to not pick on Renaissance Festival women because his wife dresses up for the Renaissance
Festival. The lovely
Jan. Yes, Jan dresses up for the Renaissance.
So we're going to a cathedral and a German establishment.
Right.
No.
Very excited.
No, we're not going to the cathedral. We're just going. We're going to the German place.
Just throw me right to the Nazis.
Is it?
I got you.
Is it affiliated with the real deal in Munich?
I looked at it. It had all the...
You can look
it up.
Bring up a website.
Look it up online. And it had all the same logos, it looks to me. They've started to get a little bit of a footprint in the United States. They've got, you know, they're starting to sell their beer.
That's why Mark's scared.
Exactly.
It's
what's
a
it
boot.
Called again?
It's more like a boot print.
Okay. Yes.
Hofbrau House. The fun spelling of house.
By the way, make an 8 o'clock reservation because it'll be 8 hours from here, 7 hours from here, rather. If we leave here at 1, we should get to a Cleveland by 8.
Oh, really? That long?
Seven hours from here to Cleveland.
Now, so, RJ, you know what concerns me is you said 4.5 hours.
To Pittsburgh.
Not Cleveland.
You mentioned Pittsburgh.
Cleveland's so the other side of the lake.
Voss says the Hofbrau House.
The Hofbrau House is in Pittsburgh,
guys. Pittsburgh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
So that's
five, well, he's talking about hours. Cleveland.
Five
what
hours.
Were you doing?
I was taking us all the way to Cleveland for the night. It's 5 hours to Pittsburgh.
He's already past Pittsburgh. Come on, Buzz.
So we're going to do 5 hours to Pittsburgh.
Right.
4.5 hours. Uh-huh. Hofbrau House dinner, and then it's like another three.
Another 2 hours, yeah.
Another 2 hours, which would be perfect, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Does that sound good?
Just enough time for the sauerkraut to settle.
Works great.
Did you get the website for the Hofbrau House?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the menu for you.
Yeah, and the main reason, I don't know the guy because he was on Facebook, but I just want to give him a tip in because even though this Church Brew Works looked amazing, it looked like it'd be fabulous, you know, we're kind of on that time
crunch.
That's
40 minutes out of our way because it's 20 each way.
And that'll get us to Cleveland at, you know,
do you want
say
the menu?
8 o'clock. No, just to, you know, show Rob the website so he can see that it's got the real logo. You'll know that it's the real deal when you see this.
And the Santana family is going to be there.
Really?
That's
it. They live in Pittsburgh.
Are they coming out to meet us?
They probably won't, but I'll ask them to.
Oh, that's great.
Very good.
I like that pretzel there.
Is there
the real logo.
Is there a
band?
They
have the same one in Vegas. It's the same one.
They have a chain.
Mark, see if there's a band. It's always nice when there's a band. Yeah.
And incidentally, before we get your you know, your messages on Facebook, I know this is not an exclusive place. I know this is kind of like a McDonald's of beer.
Right.
But it's a big,
God, the
giant
thought you just had.
Beer hall.
The McDonald's of beer.
Wouldn't that be what the Hofbrau House is, really?
Yeah, with a drive-thru.
And let's hope it's their real stuff that they have there. So that's dinner.
Very cool, very cool.
That's dinner in Pittsburgh. So that gets us to Cleveland. The bad news is, Rob, with the schedule we're on here, and I think Buzz will back me up on this, with the schedule we're on, I just don't think it's going to be doable to do the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Friday morning.
Right.
I don't think we're going to be able to do that.
No!
I mean, Thursday morning. Thursday morning. We can have a night in Cleveland.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We just can't have a morning in Cleveland.
Okay, that's fine.
All right?
That's fine.
Yes!
And I might have researched the night in Cleveland, too.
Oh, I see.
But anyway.
I was excited for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame until I found out Rob was excited for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, I was excited about the whole trip until I found out Oscar was coming.
Now, boys. Boy.
Here we go.
Someone's going to get stabbed.
We've already left.
Someone's going to get stabbed.
No, it's going to be fun.
But I will
just
tell you.
Just lock your hubcaps, Cleveland.
And on the way back, when I am much more flexible, there is an option
when
for the
you're
Rock
on
and
the
Roll.
Plane.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
On the way back, when you're home before all of us.
I'm not doing that.
When the phone rings at 10 p.m. Saturday and Mike says, I'm in Manassas.
Now, where are you guys?
How are you?
Breakfast in Cleveland is Is it, where the hell did the time go? All right, gotta take a break and come back. I'm gonna keep the show on time today.
Why is it just an hour long?
We'll come back. We'll talk about the rest of our itinerary and then the ultimate destination. Very excited for this road trip 2011. We'll be right back. Our second segment is brought to you by our good friends at Wait Not, 855 Wait Not, 855-934-4486, waitnot.com. We are delighted to be involved in the Wait Not program. Mr. RJ Diaz, today the spotlight is on you because you, my friend, are heading down the pathway to 100 pounds lost. And how are you feeling? You're going through, you've gone through your second jump start. Is that what it is?
That's correct. And it's been a little strange, but you know what, Mike? It's still working. And I am down 4.5 more pounds.
Wow.
I am at 97 pounds.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at him.
Pushing 100.
Look at him, ladies
and
gentlemen.
That guy. That's there fantastic.
It's going to happen in Iowa.
There is a clip on...
Or not.
Well, yes.
There is a clip, thanks, and Rob. I realize we send mixed signals out, but we are loving the Wait Not program, and I will tell you, RJ is the... You know, we're really poster. Going through phases of this, and we're delighted because you are the poster boy for this.
Can
you
I
really
throw
are.
In one thing real
Absolutely,
quick?
Absolutely, yes.
As I've got 24 in my rearview mirror.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good for you. Very good.
This weekend, I put on a jacket that I wore on Labor Day weekend that I could button if I sucked in. This weight, not so much weight I'm losing from my gut. I'm talking like over 3 inches since I've started.
Wow. Right.
I put on and zipped up my leather jacket from high school this weekend.
There you go.
And that's from high school.
Tab Patterson, by the way, down 51 pounds.
51 pounds. Everybody's doing it.
It's amazing, and it's so easy to stick to.
If you have a success story, please drop us a line right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. We'd love to hear. And check it out. It's waitnot.com, 855-WAITNOT, 855-934-4486. You will have coins falling out of your pocket.
Keep the change.
When you do that.
I'll be right back.
Unbelievable. Does anyone unbelievable results you can believe in? And we thank you. Getting back to the itinerary, so it's on to Cleveland after Pittsburgh, folks. We're going to be driving there. It seems like that Cleveland leg is a very doable leg of the trip. We're not going to have a lot of problems with that.
I used to suffer from that, by the way. Cleveland leg.
Cleveland leg.
Yeah, I cured it with medication.
Now, I don't have any information on this. I was thinking, Buzz, that we're going to be in a suburb of Cleveland, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Parma? Does that sound right?
Doesn't ring a bell, I'll look up Parma.
That's where the Drew Carey show was set.
Okay,
Don't
Parma.
You remember the theme? Moon over Parma, bring my love to me tonight.
You're the only one.
You're the only one that
can
remember
that. Well, then
I'll
play it, you jackass.
Breakfast in Cleveland at Jordan's Family Restaurant in Parma. It looked like a big place where we could all sit around the table, and we could eat our Wait Not food, and you guys could eat your regular breakfast.
I love any family. Restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's Parma, and then
no Golden Corral.
And then Golden Corral.
It's inevitable.
Then dinner in Joliet.
In Joliet.
Because after we get out of Cleveland, we gotta hustle through, right?
But, yeah, we have.
But we can stop in South Bend maybe for lunch.
Absolutely. It's 9.5 hours from Cleveland to Joliet.
Oh my God.
So yeah, we'd be stopping for lunch probably right around South Bend.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Oh my God! For.
The longest road trip I've ever taken in my life has been 6 hours.
Yeah. But you're in an RV.
You can move around.
And I'm bringing a deck of cards.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Could you bring your Xbox?
What's that?
Could you bring your Xbox?
I'm not going to disconnect my Xbox.
I'll reconnect it.
Don't you have one you can disconnect?
No, mine's an old one. Yours
How about
is so
a Wii?
Newer.
I could bring
mine's
a Wii,
not.
Maybe.
Mine's not new.
Yeah,
I've
let's
had
play
mine
a game that we have to stand up
That's
and play.
That's what I'm saying.
A Wii would
what
be
do you
fun.
Want?
A Wii.
I don't know, a Wii.
We could gamble on bowling. Gambling. You love that.
Gambling. Well, gambling.
What makes Las Vegas great? Las Vegas gambling.
Gambling.
Now,
we could bowl for dollars. You're going to love that.
Right. Are you going to play the Drew Carey theme? Jesus Christ.
So people know. This is we're having a
moon over Parma.
Yeah, breakfast in Parma.
And incidentally, I don't think I'm the only one that's a little testy.
Moon over Parma.
Everybody's a little testy.
There's some tension in the room.
Thank you.
Sexual tension.
Moon over Parma?
Parma.
We're going bowling, so don't lose her in Solon. Moon over Parma tonight.
And I thought it was the Cleveland Rock song.
They use three different themes. They also use Cleveland Rocks. They also use 5 o'clock World by
You're
the Bogues.
You're in his wheelhouse. Don't mess with it.
Yeah, well, challenge. Buzz, it's going to be in Parma.
All right.
And I think that's kind of close to the highway. That's now, fine. As far as South Bend, did a little research. South Bend, believe it or not, has a lot of foo-foo places, I found.
Yeah.
A lot of places, maybe because it's old Notre Dame and there's all that money.
Fighting
that's it.
Irish.
But you know what? Speaking of Irish, I said, what better place to go to than an Irish joint for lunch?
Very good.
And Fiddler's Hearth Public House on a Main Street.
I think I have Fiddler's theme song.
Fiddler's House Hearth Public House.
Gotcha.
Now we're
on
talking.
Main Street in South Bend, Indiana.
Welcome to Fiddler's.
Gentlemen.
What? Mike, what's going to be the protocol when we come to when we show up at these restaurants and there's no parking for the cartoon size RV we're driving?
You can drive it around for a while.
Right.
There's always room.
And we'll bring him a plate.
Do we get off and RJ just keeps moving?
We park it at the Walmart next door and walk in. That's it.
Yeah, we park at some space that we can find.
It'll
it's
be
like
fine.
A, it's okay. It's like, mark my words. You know, the fact is, hold on a second. You know, 18-wheelers drive roads
all
in America.
Time, yeah.
True.
Buses drive roads
they
in America.
They don't park there and go eat, though.
They do.
Well, what do you suggest? We just stay on the RV?
I'm just saying we should probably put a tow hitch on Buzz's Prius. And then we could just drag that Prius, and everywhere we go, we park at a Walmart, and then drive to the location.
Oh, he wants, like, to have a dinghy.
Yeah, but the fact is, we got 7-8 guys.
Yeah.
And that's going to be very difficult.
That's true.
And we got to go to Fiddler's.
We're going to have to do the – if we're anywhere far away, which we will be, we're going to have to do cabs.
Right.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have to do cab rides.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fine.
Interesting. Anyway, so.
So, Mike, are you excited about Fiddler's?
It's going to be fine.
You know, you're nervous about RJ. You keep saying about RJ driving.
Uh-huh. Not really.
Though. I think Oscar's got some nervous tension.
Yeah, well, RJ doesn't know, and I was going to surprise him with tomorrow.
I think we're all realizing this is real.
I'm riding shotgun.
Oh,
because
are you?
I don't trust you, Raymond.
Oh, I was gonna help with navigation.
No, I'm riding shotgun with him because, as you said, someone's got to cover him.
You'll be riding shotgun. You ready for a prediction?
Yeah.
Inside half an hour. Yeah. Half an hour.
I agree.
He will be out of the shotgun seat into the back of the RV.
Inside of 70
drinking
minutes.
A beer with me.
I can drink a beer in shotgun.
Yeah, but you can get bored.
No, you can't.
Buzz is better suited for that.
Inside of 70 minutes, he will have tucked his whole body into a cabinet. He will be playing snug a bug.
Where are we sleeping? Sleeping is the question while we're on the RV. I think the only place, I think no one sleeps on the RV, correct?
Right.
No, we're sleeping in motels.
Yeah. Mike does in his room.
I'll sleep in my room. The membership has its privilege.
Mike's sweet.
Cheer
up, Oscar.
If you attempt to come into the master bedroom, I will break your jaw.
Okay.
And
thank
you know
you
what?
Much.
It's remember, it's not easy to do, but always knock on the curtain.
I will.
Then finally, we wrap it up our first night.
Right.
Our second night, rather. Dinner in fabulous Joliet, Illinois.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. At the Chicago Street Pub.
That sounds good.
Now, you should know that out of respect to everybody in this room, every single restaurant I have chosen is moderately priced, is not super fancy, so we can be grungy and get off of our RV and walk in there.
They also sound wonderfully regional.
They seem to be regional.
And I like that.
And I want everybody to know, okay, so it's Jordan's Family Restaurant in Cleveland for breakfast on Thursday morning.
Uh-huh.
Then it's South Bend Fiddler's Hearth in Notre Dame Country, Fiddler's Hearth Public House. In South Bend. And then we wrap it up at the Chicago Street Pub in Joliet, Illinois. And then we wake up, crack it on, and then it's the end run to the KCJJ studios where we will get
I can't wait.
Because Rob and Owie, you know, we're going to do a marathon day there. We're doing an hour of the Steve and Tommy show.
Right, we're going to finish up that show, then the podcast.
Then we do a podcast. And then you're going to do your music show?
Yeah, but you guys aren't required to stay around for
that. We'll go on and party.
I know you want to go home and listen.
And then a 10-hour appearance.
No appearances.
But Friday night, are we going to be at Ginsey's?
Yes. Yeah. It's 5 to 7 p.m.
Nice.
5 to 7 p.m.
at Ginsburg's rooftop. And there's some big thing going on there during the day into the evening.
Like an arts festival down there on the Ped Mall.
I believe Ginsburg is going to open this event up to about 30 or 40 of our listeners.
Very good. So
first one.
Saturday, of course, it's going to be the live broadcast on the parking lot of Kinnick Stadium, where we're going to be there from about 3 o'clock is when the show starts.
Cool.
Look for the black bus in the
north parking lot.
In the north parking
by
lot.
The rec center. There is only one bus in the north parking lot. It's a black bus,
right.
And that's where we be.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Do we know where we're? Well, that's it. That's all the information.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
we're covered, and then we come back
we come
home. We turn
then
around.
You
and we
fly home Sunday, and we drive home.
Right.
Sunday.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
I will be on the RV.
I believe the kickoff is 6 o'clock Central.
Okay, very good.
So we have plenty of time to finish this up the broadcast exciting. And get into the stadium.
Steve informs me that they've had a tough time with Northwestern, and that this is going to be the good luck charm. We're going to be the good luck charm that changes their luck against the Hawkeye luck against.
You know what I found out? I had no idea. Kinnick Stadium has no lights.
Mm-hmm.
And because this is a night game, they actually truck in semis with huge cranes of lights that go over the stadium. That's how they light it.
Wow.
So this
really?
Is going to be spectacular to see.
Man,
no
oh
lights
man.
At Kinnick.
I had no idea.
Wow. Isn't that cool, though?
That is very unique.
Can't wait
very,
to see
very
it.
Cool. So we will see you. That's Road Trip 2011. If you've heard my destinations, please let us know. Mm-hmm. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to have you come out and join us there.
Right.
And,
see you at Fiddler's.
Say hello and at Fiddler's or at Jordan's or at any of the other joints we're going to. And I'm very, very excited about that. Now, there are other things besides Road Trip 2011 I wanted to talk about today.
What?
Mine is very, very quick. Yesterday, Carla bought a coat rack, an old like Victorian style coat rack.
Is that
rack.
The one in the lobby?
She had one out in the
it.
Lobby.
Yeah.
The nice. Lobby. The lobby of my home.
Could you open the curtain so the I can eye real quick?
Yeah, take a look
the
at
foyer.
It.
The foyer. The foyer.
Narthex, also acceptable, I think, but that's more of a church.
And, you know, and so this is, so that we saw one that we bought
oh,
the
wow.
other day. We saw one, okay,
yes.
And Carla bought an umbrella stand
mm-hmm. oh, very
and
cool.
a coat rack.
Mm-hmm.
So
very
over
nice.
The weekend, we went out and we're shopping around and we're bopping around with the kids because she wanted, you know, she wanted
right.
to clear out with the yard sale and start
well,
a dishing again.
Your house
again.
Right. looks so much cleaner now.
It does look
well,
cleaner.
Is she afraid that if she doesn't put a coat rack there, the drums are going to start working their way back
yes.
down?
She wants, and this is what I think she's concerned.
Yes.
She wants control back of the house. We're digging in a little bit, oh. and that is completely understandable.
May I want to rescind the cleaner. It's less cluttered.
Yeah,
it was always been a clean house.
That's
always less
been a
cluttered.
That's better said.
More yeah. music yes. and less clutter.
You probably scored some points there. Anyway, so we see this this coat rack that's about like a lot cheaper
right.
than the two things that she bought. And she said, I like this one better.
Oh.
So the plan was to go back to the Pier 1 store mm-hmm. where she bought the coat rack and stop it. And to return that and then go right next door yeah. to whatever the store was where she's going to get the new
did
one.
Did it
away.
Rhyme with Margaret?
No.
Really?
It did not rhyme with
good,
Target.
Good, good.
So I decided I'll go along for the ride. And, you know, we're having a little hubby-wifey day.
Oh,
and I'll roll out there. So she goes in, and she goes into this Pier 1 store. And Pier 1 is just like any of those craft stores. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't yeah. want to really be in there.
Smells a little like potpourri.
It smells exactly like potpourri. I'm going
you didn't
in there.
Feel like you fit in?
Exactly.
Kind of the way I feel when I go into an Apple store.
A lot of hens.
Yeah.
A lot of
oh,
hens
yeah.
in there. You know, they're just walking around going, hey, what's the new thing we're going to get here? This is exciting, isn't it? Right, look what we have over here. What do we have over here? We have this. Yeah, we have over here.
Oh, that's on sale. It's only $400.
Right? I enjoy yeah. the Pier 1.
Can you discount these
you
coasters?
Well, of course you do.
Yes, of course.
Oh,
but anyway,
does the sale apply to this basket?
But the one thing I do look at Pier 1 is I look at their furniture because I think their furniture, although not reasonable, is nice stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. You should go to the Manassas version of the store. Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Pier 1?
Okay, Pier 1. Oh. Thank you, Rob. Yeah. Rob Spiewak, he's here all week.
Everything's from Mexico.
So I go in there, and they have these little chairs. And one of the problems I have with some of these rooms in the house, it's an old house, it's a Victorian, and my furniture's too big.
Mm.
So I'm looking at little furniture, and I look
tiny
at the
tiny little chairs.
I'm looking at the little smaller chairs.
Yeah.
I think in a lot of cases, they're called apartment furniture.
Yes.
Where they can fit into a smaller space.
That's I'm just getting, I'm moving into my third floor, what is apartment/condo.
Right.
And when you're buying for furniture, I don't like going to the place to buy it. Like, I will just see it on the web and
right.
order it.
That's I wish I could do the same
and
thing.
And I just there's two different types of bar stools. You can mm-hmm. get either an apartment bar stool mm-hmm. or an actual, like, real size bar stool.
Right.
They're yes. just smaller.
They're smaller.
Yes. Yeah.
And Pier 1's got this stuff. And I look at one, and it's one little leather chair here.
Did you sit on it?
Of course I sit, because that's what guys do in a store like that.
But the thing is, I would think that it would be a way to make you just totally feel like Chris Farley.
Well, no,
to
you
sit in
down,
a small chair,
no,
that's not what I want.
It's comfortable, and I sit in this, and I try one, and then I try the other. And meanwhile, Carla's up getting her money back for the stuff she bought.
Oh, right.
And we had to go to two different different locations because they didn't have any cash, and she bought her thing with cash.
This happens all the time. You know, Carrie's
and they
in
won't
retail.
Refund your money unless they have cash in the register.
Nobody does cash anymore.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. So she's up there doing her thing, and I finally get to my third chair. I sit in two of them, and I get to my third chair.
Just right.
And it says, well, it says recliner, and I'm like, wow, that's such a small chair.
How can it be?
But it's a recliner.
Yeah.
Now, what is the first thing one does when one wants to sit in a recliner and see how it works?
One wants to recline it.
Yeah. Sure. And
do you
I
know,
guess
is this a name brand recliner?
It's
or the, is this Pier
no,
One?
Got no idea. One.
Okay, so it's not built by Barca Lounge or Lazy Boy.
It's
or,
a recliner.
Oh, boy.
That's all I know. And I sit in the thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I when I sit in my recliner, I perhaps violently engage the mechanism, which is the same way I engage this recliner.
Lever on
life. Or pushback.
And I sit there. It was you had to put your hands on the...
It's that design.
Okay. On the arms, yeah. On the arms of the chair, and you had to push back. And I pushed the thing back, and as I pushed the thing back...
Yes.
Oh, God.
The sound of heaving metal.
No,
the
that's,
sound
no,
of...
that's not the first one.
Uh-oh.
A three-tier... chain
oh,
reaction.
No.
It looked like something out of a Lucy cartoon. They had the recliner backed up to another chair that was sitting on one of those Pier 1 cases.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And that was sitting across from a room divider. God. And that was sitting across from a vase.
Can't take you anywhere.
Oh my God, and you had no idea that this was like a
turn
setup.
Turn it up as loud as you can. Okay, let me push out this recliner. Here we go. Hi, ladies.
Now, what was your reaction? Like, your first reaction?
Oh boy. And I got up, and everybody in the store, all the hands are staring at the fat guy in the recliner.
No,
and I'm like,
oh, no.
My bad. And I used the words. I never use those words, but I used those words where I said, no. My bad.
Oh,
my bad.
Such
and,
an a-hole.
Oh, my God. But immediately I look over and I'm like, he said, we'll take, and one lady was very cool and came over, we'll take care of it. After she said, ooh. Are you hurt?
Yes.
Oh, that's
are
good.
You hurt?
Make sure.
Oh.
They
and
were
that's,
worried.
That's
about
when
her.
Mark would have said, my neck.
I did. I made a joke about that. And they said, we'll take care of it. Uh-huh. The second lady who was more bitchy came in and she said, we'll take care of it. Like, I'm sorry. All I was doing, it said recliner,
right.
And I was testing out your recliner.
Right.
I didn't know that the top of the recliner was going to hit the legs of the chair that was sitting up
and,
there.
And fall
which was
on the
going to
base.
Drive that into the room
that's
divider, the wooden piece,
that's
and
right.
drive that
and
into
those,
the vase.
Those stores, the layout of their products
very
are
tight.
So tight.
Very
it's
tight.
Piled on top of each other.
They're piled in there.
It's still the store's fault.
It was.
It's still the store's fault. It is.
Right.
And
he's
you know
right.
why?
Thank you.
Because it's a recliner. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You
That's
need
right.
to allow room for it to recline.
You want to test it.
Didn't see any of that when I was in the furniture
Plus,
game.
I think some of the foreign-made furniture not as strong as we're used to. I honestly
so
do.
So did the chair break?
The chair did not break.
That's what I thought.
Nor did the vase break. However, as I was getting ready to leave, I lifted up the room divider wooden partition,
yes.
right? You know, the Chinese screen
Yeah, the
type
kind
thing
that you would get nude behind when you have someone back to the dressing room.
That's right, Rob.
Yeah.
In the dresser.
Yes.
One of your favorite movies.
Oh, I love anything with Albert.
I love him. That's my man. Rob and I both love the dresser because we're so gay.
Well, Mike watched it because he thought it was about furniture.
Rob and I could actually sit and watch the dresser and be highly entertained. That's how gay we are.
Let's
Perhaps
watch it
on the Cleveland leg of the trip.
Watch it on the bus.
We should get the dresser.
Yeah. We should.
Make these guys watch it.
Oh,
God. Would that make us gay?
I love drama that is steeped in the theater tradition, as I'm sure you do as well.
So gay.
That's right.
Oh, might be the gayest movie ever made.
Mike and I love a door-slamming comedy.
So I look over, and we're getting ready to leave. Yeah. She's got her money, and we're going to split. I look, and I see one of the slats in this room divider that is hanging.
Yeah.
And the white wood where it's sheared off
right.
is just...
That's Pier 1 quality right there.
I've damaged this.
Good
and
for
I'm like,
you.
Oh, I said, oh, man, well, I guess I better... I hope I don't have to write my name down. She said, nah, we'll trash it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
awesome.
I'm not waiting along for that.
Yeah.
See you later, everybody.
They are used to this.
You one time, Mike, you one time asked me what the markup was in furniture.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yes,
you're out of there.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right.
The markup in furniture allows them to trash the screen.
What Carla say?
Well, you know, it was more of a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid idiot. She used her Don Imus voice with me. Stupid idiot. You got in the car, stupid idiot. That's it. So that's and we didn't get to anything I wanted to get to today.
Oh, that was worth the story, though.
Rob, can Robert III hold till tomorrow?
Yes, he can.
Very good.
I have the rental through Friday. So.
Can you tease it for us for tomorrow?
He's taken a page from his sister's book.
Oh, no.
That's worth waiting
for. Nice.
And tomorrow I'll tell you about Buzz's cats and my dogs.
Gay pets.
Gay pets around. Right. Maybe it's the cool weather. I have no idea what's going
on. Or the movies we watch.
And the stories, I'll get to those tomorrow, too. We'll take a break, come back with Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance.
I don't know what's wrong with
him. He's Irish, isn't he, Van Morrison?
Yes.
We can hear him at Fiddler's.
RJ, remember the band used to do this?
Yeah.
Remember our little up-tempo version of this song that we
used? Good.
Do you remember when WJFK was playing the worst jazz ever recorded?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This was the only good song in the entire format.
Right.
I'd sneak it in on every shift. It was the one song to look forward to.
Scary.
May I shoehorn just quickly?
Yes.
A new episode of Tech 401 is now available on iTunes or on the MichaelMaraShow.com website. Mm-hmm. You can check it out there. We cover all of Steve Jobs' legacy, the new news of Netflix, and the new Facebook app for iPad.
That's good stuff.
Please check it out.
Big news week as far as tech is concerned. Mm-hmm. So check out Tech 411. It's a fantastic show.
For a thumbnail, is the new app for the iPad, the Facebook app, is it any good?
One word, underwhelming.
Wow.
But better from where you were, I guess. Because
the end user wait 3 years or something, you want to really blow their mind.
Yeah. Something better. Yeah.
Yeah, that's disappointing. Yeah. All right. Our show is brought to you by iConfidential.com with $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank. iConfidential is the safe way to organize and share your documents, pictures, and music. You can do it anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's really a wonderful lockbox in the sky. Just go grab all your good stuff. Have all your important files available on demand. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website, and let's open up the Magic Audio Vault for today. The thing is here for Tuesday, October 11th, 2011. Take it away, Rob.
This one comes by way of request from my personal acquaintance, Mark Ronick sent me this. Mm. Our kids watch a show called Phineas and Ferb, which is about two kids on an endless summer vacation, and they do an adventure every day. Mm-hmm. But there's a subplot they have. What's their animal? It's a platypus.
It's a platypus. Perry the platypus.
Right. Perry the platypus fights evil, and here's a Mark mentioned in the episode. I think you might enjoy this. Doofenshmirtz seeing a blimp again.
Ah, Perry the Platypus, it's ironic that you look like a stuffed animal in one of those claw machine games. And by ironic, I mean totally flat-out Ronick.
And we have our totally flat-out Ronick.
Totally flat-out Ronick.
Yeah,
I love it.
All right, good news. You know, Virginia Tech has had a bad couple of years.
Yeah,
no lie.
That's for
and
sure.
I think this is really cool. For years, or last few years anyway, when they bring the Hokies out for a home game, they play Enter Sandman by Metallica.
I love that.
Well, they've got a dad of a student was in the record business, and he worked and worked and worked. Metallica made them an intro video for their home games. And I think this is pretty awesome. Here's what you get to hear. And RJ, you've been to a lot of home games there, right?
Been there a lot of times, yes.
Well, the next time you go, you will hear Metallica do this on the big screen.
Hey, Hokie Nation! Time to kick some butt! Yeah! This is Metallica! Yeah! Start jumping!
Go!
I like that.
Sounds kind of jive.
Where's the music?
Well, they'll have the music behind it.
They'll have
the music behind it.
Oh, okay. I'd like to hear that.
All right. I know. I mean, don't take it personally. I just thought it sounded a little jive.
Mike, you know how much I love Metallica.
You and Metallica all the time with Metallica.
Well, I was looking at me like it was a personal affront.
No.
I just didn't expect that. I expected something maybe a little
like
more
a riff,
organized.
More
I mean, that's something. That's not a big deal. Those guys went into a video studio and did it in 5 seconds.
Also, Tech did not accept me. So, you know, I can go either way.
There we go.
Also, there is a band called Deals Death. And they're a speed metal band. You ever wonder how the lead singer of a death metal band warms his voice up?
I'd like to hear it.
This is the band Deals Death. His name is Ollie Ekman. And here's him warming up before a gig.
No wonder he's mad.
Ah. he's ready to perform.
Now, is that him warming up, or did he put that into a keyboard?
No, that's him singing against notes.
That's him doing it.
Sounds like the first couple days of Wait Not.
If he only knew.
For the first time, I turned our little cooling element on in here, and the wind started blowing, and for the very first time, I became aware of the fact that Frankie visits in here on a regular basis.
Oh. Yeah.
Anybody smelling that a little bit?
Oh, I smell it over here quite a bit. Yeah. But then I'm at ground zero.
Might be time for a carpet replacement in this room, gentlemen. Yeah.
Hey, and it's, you know what that means? There's a chance for the fans to get an actual game-worn rug. Get on that website and place your bid.
Good luck, everybody.
Don't let the neighbor get it. Are you still on the Herman Cain bandwagon?
No, I am not.
Oh, you no, bailed?
I
what
jumped
was
off.
The
I jumped
point?
Off as fast. I'm faster than those Republicans.
You
polls.
Like the 999?
I think Herman Cain's a dick.
All right.
I really do. I think he's just like every other Republican presidential candidate.
One of the knocks on him is that he doesn't have any experience with foreign policy.
Right. Right.
And they asked him about it, and here's what the man said.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for the gotcha questions. And they are already starting to come. And when they ask me who's the president of you, Becky, Stan, I'm going to say, you know, I don't know. Do you know? And then I'm going to say, how's that going to create one job? Knowing who is the head of some of these small, insignificant states around the world, I don't think that is something that's critical to focusing on national security.
Okay, right there. Hello,
what
everyone.
An a-hole.
There's an idiot. Yep. I'm sorry. They're all significant countries when you're president of the United States.
Right.
But no, not if you have that wonderful, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity
use
attitude.
Becky,
hey, they don't matter because we're the great United States. It's not a global economy. No. It's still all about us.
Running on the fact that he was the guy that put the pepperoni under the cheese.
How about you open a Godfather's Pizza in the D.C. area?
Yeah, I say bring it.
Or not.
Now, do you remember it wasn't that long ago that we got this nugget from Hank Williams Jr.?
Who's the enemy?
Obama!
Can you play that again? I just love Hank Williams Jr.
Who's the enemy?
Obama!
That sounds like another clip that we play of somebody yelling Obama, I think. I've heard it before.
We'll put it in the search engine. I don't recall.
Okay.
But anyway, he was, of course, removed from Monday Night Football.
Right.
And only 7 or 8 days later, he has released his answer song, Mike.
Here we go.
It is called Keep the Change, because you remember what Obama said.
It'll have this beat.
Let's see if you enjoy some of this. You know what's great about Hank Williams? A lot of people don't give him credit for this. Great lyrics. Here's Hank Williams Jr., HWJR.
So, boxing friends, want to put me down?
Yeah, of course.
Ask for my opinion, then twist it all around.
Still got the pipe.
Supposed to be talking about my father's new CD. Well, two can play that gotcha game. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. This country sure as hell been going down.
Oh,
we know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America.
Oh,
don't you just love that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
So, Mike, if you were still programming country, you give that a spin?
Yeah, I would. I'd have to. Yeah. Hey, because they'll eat it up. They'll eat that stuff up. But man, it's just Hank. And what's amazing?
Put all his chips in.
And you know what's great? It doesn't sound like his other stuff.
What's funny is Fox and Friends now comes out moderate, and it actually works for them.
Oh, it's the best thing to ever happen.
I mean, that's the Steve Doocy idiot crew.
Yeah.
That actually normally spews one party line more than any other. It's
well,
fun
let's
to
hear
watch.
One thing one more time.
Okay. Who's the enemy?
Obama!
I tire not of that.
Incidentally, here's a prediction. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
President Obama will be reelected, ladies and gentlemen.
I agree with you.
There is a prediction that I have for you. He will be reelected.
It's gonna be
close. I say this on almost a year before the election.
All
and,
right.
I will say that he will be elected.
It's very re-elected. Common for the incumbent to get reelected because we are a lazy nation.
Right.
We like what we like and we like what we know.
Consider the alternative.
And I speak to the fact that I think perhaps we might see a change. We might see the tide turning a little bit.
I hope so.
I'm hoping it's true.
Gosh,
and
so.
You know who we'll else hopes happens. For that are the people of use Becky stuff.
That's right. Gotcha question.
That is a gotcha question. Let's see. Where? Oh, you know what last night was on the OWN network? The premiere of The Rosie Show.
The Rosie Show!
Rosie Show! which was her watching The Dresser.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't. They asked Oprah, why did she give the show to Oprah? I mean, why did she give the show to Rosie on the Oprah network?
She is the only person in my 25-year reign as the number one talk show, the only person who came close to beating me was Rosie. I knew that she had the goods.
Rain.
She has the goods.
Full court press, by the way. He's spending over $15 million promoting the show.
Is there any Rosie? Do we have any tape of Rosie at all?
Well, you're hearing it now.
Remember when she had that fake crush on Tom Cruise, but she was a lesbian?
Yeah.
Yes, I do have tape of her lesbian. Do you want to hear how the show opens, Mike?
Yes. Yeah, please, because I can do this more.
The Rosie Show! Tonight, the most fascinating man in the world, Russell Brand, and two lucky audience members play a game for fabulous prizes! Here she is now! It's Rosie!
Sounds from the RV.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, better not be.
Thank you.
You know, that's a pretty great beginning. How do you follow that up?
Right.
How do you follow
it up? How do you follow it up, Rob?
Well, what you do is you got a live show and you've got a live band, so you sing a parody record about yourself.
Oh, dear.
To the tune of one of your favorite songs, The Night Chicago Died by Paper Lace.
Oh, God.
Let's see how long Mike can take this. Now, now we're doing Wild Kingdom.
Start the clock.
Let's see what happens.
If it plays.
Let's see.
How did I get here? On the west side of Chicago.
It's really longer than I expected.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to get one more line into it. So all the best to her.
Yeah.
Mike, how have you changed your plans now that they've canceled 2 weeks of NBA games?
Oh, no, I don't know what I'm going to do, Rob.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to face up to it.
Watch the Capitals who beat the Tampa Bay Rays.
Tampa
Bay Lightning. Sorry about that.
At least you didn't call them the Devil Rays like I did.
Sorry about that. The Rays are in my mind because the whole Red Sox thing, but a great hockey game last night. You watched that hockey game, Jabari?
He was there,
oh, my God, that was awesome. You were there last night.
Shootout.
Are you able to get off work?
Five.
Oh.
Kidding.
Oh, you're funny, Rob. Come on now. Stop it.
6-5 in a shootout. Fantastic hockey game. All right, go ahead.
Mike, I know the hockey is very good.
Are you talking about the commissioner?
All I know is that 2 weeks of NBA games aren't going to happen.
David Stern.
He's a good man.
Here's what he says.
Well, we're further apart on where we thought we would get to. So we've got a pretty wide gap between us.
He said he was sorry, he was sad, and he's disappointed.
Yeah, he's very sad.
There is a wide gulf between us, a super gap, if you will.
A wide stance.
So the first 2 weeks are marked final as canceled. Got time for one more, Rob.
Okay, then let's close with this. I've been carrying this for a while. Dateline Phoenix, and I know you like to keep up on the world of handguns, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And so here is our Phoenix story of the day. A tip of the Mike O'Mara Show cap to the people mentioned in this story.
Okay. Chandler police say a man accidentally shot his penis after tucking his girlfriend's pink pistol in the waistband of his pants. And police tell me the bullet just didn't hit his groin.
That's right.
The round went through his penis into his left leg and exited his left leg.
The man had to be taken to the hospital for surgery, but all of the guys I talked with took a shot at how careless they say the man was.
I think you should learn how to handle a gun a little better.
Yeah, agreed.
Who was that guy?
Yeah.
You should handle that pink gun a little better.
You know what he means.
Watch out. We'll take a break and come back with Buzz and the news right after that. I shot my penis. We'll be right back. The wind blew some luck in my direction. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Certain ones, you just got to hit that post. You
got
to let the song establish a little bit and get right to it.
I think this is a Sacramento band.
Let's get Buzz in here. Time to get a news update from the man, the legend, the man who has made our sleeping arrangements. Yes, we're all sleeping in Buzz's room on the road trip 2011. Here is Buzz Burbank.
With a lion licking our toes. We're brought to you today by MC Ginsburg. MC Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds. It's any work of art that you create. Don't buy something a zillion other people get. If you need an object or you dream up something, contact MC Ginsburg. They'll make it. Visit mcginsburg.com or click their ad on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination, and we'll see you there Friday evening from 5 to 7.
They're making a special project for a friend of ours, Tab Patterson. He fought with his brother when they did the estate breakdown of their family. Mm-hmm. There was a sign that the father had that said Patterson, and the brother got it, and it really pissed Tab off. So Ginsburg is making him an exact duplicate.
Gold-plated?
Solid gold. Oh, awesome.
Solid gold.
But they can do anything.
Make note of a new slogan, Ginsburg makes revenge. Mm-hmm. So,
out of brass.
The national coverage continues on the case of a baby girl from Missouri who went missing a week ago. No such attention is being paid to the 18-month-old boy who vanished in Texas 8 months ago. The media tends to cover younger missing kids over older ones, white kids over kids of color, and girls over boys. Just thought I ought to say that.
All right, good for you.
The target of those Wall Street protesters has been pretty faceless so far. Today, that changes. This afternoon, they will march on the homes of five New York billionaires, including Rupert Murdoch of News Corp, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, Tea Party backer David Koch, hedge fund mogul John Paulson, and financier Howard Milstein.
It's getting good.
Getting personal. Yeah.
Now the revolution's taking it to another level.
Do you
have anything
about Geraldo?
I don't. I know that he was shouted down by a crowd that was yelling Fox News lies.
He wanted to do a cutaway and a live shot down there and couldn't because he was greeted by...
Oh, good. You have the audio.
...by this.
Fox News lies.
They kept it up until him and his crew went home.
And they did. They left.
Good.
That's awesome.
Geraldo had to leave.
That's right.
Now, when they go to the CEO's homes today, they will carry, these protesters, cartoon-sized checks showing how much less billionaires will pay in taxes when the state, New York State's 2% tax on millionaires expires at the end of the year.
Did they get the checks from Bob Barker?
Yes, they did. Exactly.
That is so cool. It's kind of fun. I mean, as somebody who's not Rupert Murdoch, and I like watching this. I don't know. I think rattling the cage of the super wealthy, I don't think it's been done. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm all for capitalism. I really am. I think that hopefully you can succeed and do well. But there is excess now where, I go back to the original Wall Street when they talk about Gordon Gekko and they say it's a zero-sum game. There are winners. There are losers. That's what these guys play for. They don't play for the money anymore. And to me, that just seems a little sick. A little twisted.
I agree.
So go knock on their doors a little bit.
Very cool. The protesters' message, of course, is jobs. They also claim that 1% of the population now holds a third of the country's wealth. The protests have now spread to 150 cities in the U.S. and Europe. Protesters are facing mass arrest in Boston today and in Atlanta, where they're marching on the Bank of America building. It's all leading up to Saturday's Global Revolution Day with protests in Israel, India, and Spain, as well as the U.S. Protesters here in D.C. have just been given an extension of their permit to protest for an additional 4 months. This may go on a while. New York's Mayor Bloomberg has told protesters they're welcome to stay as long as they like, so long as they don't break any laws.
Yeah, that's cool.
We'll see if this lasts, but Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream Company, now owned by a conglomerate known as Unilever, says it stands behind the protesters in their effort to, quote, take back our nation and democracy.
Isn't Unilever mostly soap?
I think so. It used to be old
Lever Brothers,
right?
Yeah.
And I think your politics with that corporation, if I'm not mistaken, similar to Ben and Jerry, the kind of old hippies.
They did say
they're very progressive, very liberal.
When Unilever took over Ben and Jerry's, one of the promises they made was to maintain the integrity of the Ben and Jerry's
brand,
philosophy.
Yeah. Ben and Jerry could not be reached for comment. They were watching The Dresser.
All I know is right before I got fired from The Edge, I was sitting there with the PR guy for Ben and Jerry's, and he's one guy, and they got an office of like three or four people that do all the PR.
They do everything
for Ben and Jerry's, and the guy was so super cool. Mm-hmm. He, his company came up, his department came up with the sweaty balls.
Yeah, yeah. Right,
and first of all, it was an amazing tasting ice cream, and second of all, what a great concept from a great sketch, the last really funny sketch on Saturday Night Live.
Could be right,
and it was so much fun watching this. And they just struck me as a very hip company.
Yeah,
even with their corporate connections.
I still think the best ice cream out there.
I think it's the best, yes.
The mouthfeel, Mike.
Now, catering.
Thank you, Rob.
Speaking of gay.
God, I can't believe I'm going to be on an RV with you.
No, you're going to be in a room that's adjacent to where I am.
I'll say.
Catering to corporate interest is listed as one of the reasons for the recall effort against Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. Walker, who went after teacher unions and the like to solve the state's budget problems, now has a 52% disapproval rating among voters in his state and now faces removal from office on November 15th.
Yay.
We will need to keep our heads up and at least one eye open on our trip to Iowa. When passing through Ohio, we need to be thinking about the Amish-on-Amish violence there.
Really?
Three men have just been arrested, and more to be arrested. But
three
men arrested so far for attacking and cutting off the beards of fellow Amish man. This is the worst insult. The worst of insults.
It is.
Among those arrested, Lester and Johnny Mullet.
Mullet.
The Mullets have been arrested.
The Mullets?
Exactly. Nothing is better for thee than me. And in Iowa itself, a woman has been injured. In Iowa, a woman's been injured by a pumpkin that was thrown from an overpass north of Cedar Rapids.
Not cool.
It happened Saturday night. The pumpkin did hit the woman's windshield. Mm. She was seriously hurt, but she's going to survive. The author of a new book about viral epidemics says that the one that may one day kill us could be caused by shaking hands. He says we've got to stop shaking hands with each other.
Like greeting people or people that just sit there like Katharine Hepburn?
Yeah, I was going to blame Michael J. Fox.
Like greeting people. The handshake was developed by early man as a way of showing you have no weapon. But Dr. Nathan Wolfe says we would be better off with fist bumps or elbow bumps or better still, bowing as many Asians do.
I'm all in.
Yeah, he says it's the only way to prevent the epidemic that might kill us all.
I think handshaking, really bowing. I think handshaking is gross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm with Donald
and
Trump.
And it's such a habit. I mean, I do it, but really, we need to start changing ourselves.
I like the fist bump.
Yeah, me too.
Let's do the fist bump.
I love shaking sweaty hands.
Gross. Sweaty.
Doing that in Iowa. Yeah. And finally, from the home office in Florida, a tip of the cap to 50-year-old Joe Wilson, who's passed a landmark by getting himself arrested for the 100th time this week. This time, he had just stolen $174 worth of socks and underwear from a department store when the store security officer gave chase. Police later found Joe hiding behind a dumpster in the bushes near a Wendy's. At first, he told police he'd just been out for a jog and had stopped there to cool off. Later, he admitted he just needed the socks and underwear.
There we go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We appreciate it. Our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services.
Encore.
Yeah. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much. Encore can help you. For a free quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at SmartTerm. Encore Insurance Services, official sponsor of our road trip 2011. That's it. Tomorrow, D-Day.
Oh, yeah.
We leave for the road trip.
10:30 start time tomorrow?
10:30 start time tomorrow, everybody. We will see you then. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Sweaty balls.
Okay. Hi, Mikey. Hi, Oscar. Oh, my God, no. Hi, Boss.